The legislation has passed all, and on the 1st of August, these prices are to increase. You don't need reviews, you don't need anything bar to get your head out of the sand and to recognise that putting up the price of diesel by 32 cents in the matter of a number of weeks is reckless. It will put huge pressure on ordinary families. I've asked you, will you bring forward a financial resolution without delay, or are you going to stick to where your position, which is that these increases go ahead?
Taoiseach, please.
Well, we did not vote, as you say, last week to increase anything. You don't even monitor what's going to happen over the next number of weeks. It makes sense that you watch the market. Of course it does. Otherwise, you're just filling the pockets of the oil companies who'll benefit from the decline. As I said to you, we have some distance to go before the end of July. Sorry, I didn't interrupt you now. You put the amendments down last week so you could then make the allegation that we're increasing prices so you could try and engineer protests. That's what's going on. That is what's going on. I've seen the Facebook pages. I've seen it all. Government makes a decision. There's going to be protests. That's the game. And that's the political... No. You're entitled to raise the issue, but that is the political... That is the political
Deputy
agenda.
Doherty.
Again,
you've
interrupted. That's the political agenda. I didn't interrupt you, Deputy.
No.
You have an awful habit of doing it. I didn't interrupt you. That's your political agenda. But what I'm saying is the government
Thank
has
you,
not
Taoiseach.
Made a
Time
decision in respect of the end of July.
Thank you. Time is up, Deputy.
And the government is going to keep
Taoiseach,
it under
the time
review.
Is up.